1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Say Hey Kid being remembered this morning. Willie Mays once said he had a love affair with a game of baseball. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says there will be a tribute where he played some of his earliest games.
He's set to be honored tomorrow at the stadium where he began his career, Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama, where the Giants will play the Cardinals in the first major league game to be played in that stadium. Overnight, the Giants chairman saying Mays had a profound influence not only on the game of baseball, but on the fabric of America.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inking a new partnership deal, promising mutual aid if either country is attacked. Putin visiting Pyongyang for the first time in more than two decades. ABC News learning that in recent weeks, House Ethics Committee members have heard from at least a half a dozen women who have been investigated by the Justice Department, one of them acknowledging she received a Venmo payment from Florida Governor Matt Gaetz for sex. This is ABC News. Bit of a weird turn in the state trial in California against the man already convicted in federal court in the attack on Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's husband. Details from ABC's Alex Stone.
Just before David DePapp's public defender presented his closing argument, saying that DePapp broke into the Pelosi home because he had gone down a rabbit hole of propaganda and conspiracy theories, the judge expelled from court DePapp's former partner. Gypsy Taub was also banned from the second floor of the courthouse for allegedly trying to tamper with the jury. Taub is a pro-nudity activist in the Bay Area and has been allegedly handing out papers in the courthouse with a website she runs promoting conspiracy theories. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The idea that wine gets better with age being put to an extreme test in Spain. Archaeologists there have uncovered what may be the world's oldest wine found in a glass urn on a Roman tomb. Tests date it back about 2,000 years, and experts say technically it's drinkable. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump tells a rally in Wisconsin Tuesday that he wants to be the law and order president.
I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in a recent hush money trial. Trump campaigned in Racine. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Justices announced Monday that they will take the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win with a spectacular catch. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Down by three, the Angels' Taylor Ward took the ball deep to center field, but there was Sal Frelick to take it in on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
It's the 1-2 pitch. That ball's driven deep right center field. Frelick is there. He leaps, and he makes the catch! Oh, my goodness! What a play!
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in the outfield for the game. I talked to two of their players. They were doing a drill. Let me ask you guys something. Is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever? in the existence of the game. And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
And Willie Mays has died. In his first ever at bat, Mays hit a home run off Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. He was named to the All-Star team 24 times. Willie Mays was 93. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a special hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crude and I will get over our Shark Week hangover in one day.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, now, Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM.
Good morning.
We're at the Short Stack Eatery this morning, again, as usual, as we always do, broadcast from Short Stack on Wednesday morning, and we invite everybody to stop on down and say hello. You know, bring up a topic. We'll certainly try to talk to you about it, you know, talk you through everything, if that's okay. I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens. We do have a lot of stuff coming up today. We're going to get to the Mean Farmer, and we're also going to talk about daycare indoctrination, and that is probably one of the worst things you could ever think of. Yes, it's daycare indoctrination.
Really? Daycare indoctrination.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably... do I have my speakers on here? I don't know what the deal is.
Hang on a second. Having some technical issues. Where is that coming from?
Where is that coming from?
Is it headphone 3?
No?
Talk a little bit.
Oh, we're fine. I don't hear it on my end. Keep going, guys.
All right.
I think it's these headphones.
A little bit of an echo, a delay. Whatever
you're hearing is. You guys are just going deaf, so you have your headphones turned up so high it sounds like a speaker.
Well, I've got those headphones down all the way.
Well, what we're saying is that there is a slight delay in what we are hearing. It's about a half second late.
All right, we'll get it straightened out. Hey, weather for today. Let's go to that.
All right.
Why not?
Well, why not? I mean, it's a perfect day today, but it's not going to be perfect all day long for some crazy reason. I don't get it.
I don't know either. It's going to be partly cloudy today, but we do have a chance for showers and storms later this afternoon. This morning, we are at 73 degrees, and let's check out the high for today. Let's get the weather roulette wheel rolling here and throw the marble in. See what the high temperature is. Okay, and it's going to settle in on right around, wow, is that right, 80 degrees?
Oh, my gosh. It's better than it was yesterday. It was 88 degrees yesterday. Yeah. You know, the marbles never lie.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
no.
So.
Okay.
we're just going to have to, you know,
but we were in the 90s the last couple of days, and today just 80.
You think, I think your laptop has a little delay coming through.
Let me turn that off. Hang on. Where is this?
We're just getting used to the new laptop that Gordy has been given through the radio station. They're watching him like an eagle.
All right.
If he doesn't show up one day, it's because he wanted the laptop.
That's right. My God.
Oh, man, you know?
Was that it?
Yeah,
that was it. All right.
Was
a little speaker on the laptop. Okay.
All right.
All right, finally. Well, we tracked that down. That's accomplished.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Well, no. You don't
it's
have
on
to,
my
absolutely
list of
no
to worry
worries
about.
Whatsoever.
Yeah. All right.
Is Gordy, is Gordy on camera? Is he, is he off now?
If he would enable his camera, then he would be.
Good Lord.
Well, you know, he refuses
watches
to.
Any,
it's like a, it's like an aerial acrobatic. You know, he doesn't want to use the net. He's, he which is, in other words, he doesn't want to use his mouse.
I'm watching you guys on stream.
You were the one who was.
Where's the camera? Where's the camera?
Camera's at the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to like settings or something, Gordy.
It says
settings. Okay. Mirror my camera. Touch up my appearance. What? Camera. I don't know. I don't know. Is this...
We'll get out of settings. It doesn't say stop cam or...
It. No. It doesn't say anything.
Guys, there's one person watching. What do you say we get to the National Day calendar?
Why don't we do that? I can't find the camera on here.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see it. Okay. Uh-huh. It does say stop cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's...
But that's not okay. That's open.
Yeah, it's open.
All right.
So I don't know. Maybe this... I haven't used
this
laptop.
But, you know,
we're
very concerned about the people who are watching while they're driving this morning, and we don't want to throw them off thinking that it's just Sam and me.
All right.
You're here, too.
Well, you know, we'll work.
All right, let's get to the, let's get to the, what do they call it?
Day
the
calendar.
National Day calendar. What's, and it's a big day today.
Which day is it not?
This is a big day today.
It is. Yeah. Well, we know it's Juneteenth Day.
It's Juneteenth Day. That's the day.
Right. June 19th.
Yep.
Is it also Sauntering Day? Is it Watch Day? Is it Free BSD Day? BSD Day. Is it Garfield the Cat Day? Or National Peanuts Day?
Peanuts the comic strip? Or?
Yes, Peanuts the Charlie Brown.
No, it's not that.
You are correct, sir. It is not National Charlie Brown Peanuts Day.
But someday it will be.
Someday it will. Sam, would you care to guess?
But John guessed correctly.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Care to guess anyway? All right.
Let's see if you're wrong or paying attention.
Yeah.
See if I'm paying attention. It's Sauntering Day. Let's get to that.
You know, it just occurred to me that all the days that you've kind of made up on your own,
yes,
we should throw them in at the National Calendar Day and see if, you know, if we take any of them.
We'll have to go back and do that. Yeah. I like it. What does sauntering mean to you, John?
Sauntering means to stroll lightly.
You're right on.
Oh.
Slow down. In fact, try moseying around on June 19th because it's World Sauntering Day. The day counters the attention given to jogging or, you know, exercising. It encourages people to stroll and ramble and wander. Sauntering is a style of walking. A saunter is a slow walk, which carries a cheerful attitude. Those who don't... Who made this? Who cares? Why do we have a day for it? It doesn't matter. Okay. Let's get back to something else.
That's an important day, you can tell.
We kind of
forgot about sauntering, didn't we?
Well,
thanks for bringing that back.
Okay. It's world... It's National Watch Day. You know... I think I made that day up a little while ago, like wristwatch day.
I actually think you did.
Yeah. On June 19th, we learned about National Watch Day and recognize an industry that has been around for more than 500 years and is steadily evolving. 500 years.
Yep.
Choosing a watch is a very personal choice.
It is.
And the choices are vast and numerous.
Yes.
Even while the advent of smartphones and smartwatches, the classic wristwatch signals individual taste, culture, and a rich history.
Classic wristwatches are
that
out, man.
Cannot be disputed.
they
you spend more time monkeying around with your
gone.
Watch. Yeah, you're always on there. I can't get this thing to work.
That's never happened.
John,
that's
you're outnumbered here. You're outnumbered here with Gordy and I.
Yeah. So
what is it about you guys not getting into the smartwatch thing?
I don't like to be attached to stuff that...
Your watch is attached to you.
No, I mean, let me finish.
Okay.
Attached to stuff that is technical. Like, I don't want... You know, when I leave work, I'm done with work.
Yeah.
I don't want to be attached to work.
Okay.
I don't want an email.
Yeah.
I don't want to get a phone call.
Okay.
You know, I'm done with
How
work.
How well is that working out for you, Gordy?
Not very well. Not very well at all, because it seems like we're attached 24/7.
Good question.
Yeah.
But you know, I know you want to kind of detach a little bit, but
I'm
you know,
detached.
What about
anyway.
Your watch? I mean,
what
do you
about
take
it?
Your watch off when you get home?
It's just a watch.
So you,
it doesn't
so
do
detached.
Anything technical. It's just to see time. So I only look at it when I want to know what time it is. It's kind of what watches are
so
for.
So you don't want to know if your pulse is a little high or maybe that your blood pressure is a little high or that you don't have enough oxygen
in
your blood.
I'm in tune with my body, so I know if my pulse is going too high.
Did you put in enough steps today or are you slacking off and maybe not getting the exercise you need?
Well, I don't know. I've lost 31 pounds in the last 6 months, so,
yeah.
You know, I think that's
can you keep that up, though? See, your watch would have registered all that, and then you'd know and say, well, you know, I guess I'm not keeping up.
I like to not have to think about it. So, you know, I just do it. Yeah. I don't have to constantly be reminded. I have it, you know.
You know, I know this conversation's going to play over and over in your mind, and then you'll finally be convinced that John was right.
No, I don't think so. National Free BSD Day. What is that?
I don't know. Let's check it out. Find
what
out.
Is BSD? Okay, National Free BSD Day. Commemorates the launch date of an innovative technology that many of us use every day. Here we're talking technology again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the open source operating system.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Called FreeBSD. Developed out of the University of California at Berkeley in 1993, billions of people around the globe use FreeBSD to teach operating system concepts in universities. Huh. Companies also develop products on FreeBSD, and universities use it as a research platform. It doesn't say what BSD
Boy, I did not know that.
Stands for. I'm not seeing that anywhere on this.
Oh,
so
academia.
We are going to move on.
Academia using the old acronyms again, you know,
yeah,
keeping us all in the dark.
That's it.
This is how they do it.
It is. And it's Garfield the Cat Day. Oh, don't you love Garfield the Cat?
I do not, no.
I don't either. Everybody thinks he's darling and, you know, very cute, but
yeah,
let's find out about Garfield.
Okay, yeah, let's, just a little, though.
Just a little
We're
bit.
Not really that interested in Garfield.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Here we go.
I know there are people out there that have Garfield rooms.
Yeah, coffee mugs and, you know,
yeah,
knickknacks. June 19th is National Garfield the Cat Day to honor the fictional cartoon character Garfield. Jim Davis created the comic strip, and the Observance celebrates Garfield. It started on June 19, 1978. The strip chronicled the life of the lead character, the cat Garfield, named after Jim Davis's grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sweet? Okay. It's in 2,500 newspapers. Wow.
What is the thing about Garfield cat?
What is it?
I mean, yeah, what is the attraction? What is he a dry,
he's kind of
humorless
dry
cat? Is he kind of a mean-spirited cat?
He
a
is.
Cat that acts like a cat?
He's mean, and he's a very negative influence on everybody.
Okay.
And he's a curmudgeon, kind of. You know, okay. Well, some people don't listen to him. They try to ignore him.
Yeah, those curmudgeons, we don't really like them much.
I don't. So
I should like them, I guess.
Yeah, that's it for the National. You should like them. What do we have in the history books for today, Sam?
Oh, we'll get to the history books.
We
in
run
just
out
a
of
bit.
We have. Yeah. Oh no! See, I'm not keeping track of time. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show, live from Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, Johnson, and State Street. Come on by and stop in. Say hello.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote.
Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Mad Pad.
Yes, it is.
WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting live from Short Stack Eatery on State Street this morning. Always, you're always a welcome guest here.
Yes. And you can call us, too, or you can text us. You can keep in touch with us. 608-879-8255. Mm-hmm. That's our number. Yeah, we can take some calls. Even though we're on remote here.
Or use the Civic Media app and text us that way. That's or give us a call that way. And really, it's 608-879-TALK.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, talk.
Okay. Well.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff coming up this morning.
Yes, Jim Healy is going to be here.
Yeah, Jim Healy. We're going to talk about Cinematique. And a festival going on at Cinematique. Plus, we'll also be taking a look at the big visit in Racine from Thelonious Trump.
And Johnny at the Movies makes a return appearance. I think it's Cinematech, isn't it? You say Cinematique.
It is Cinematech.
Just to be funny.
We got a couple texts in here. Somebody says, technically... All watches are technical.
Okay, well,
so,
there you go.
Split
see, now, see,
what
now
if we go? What if we
a
go way back and
smartwatch.
Get a mechanical watch that you got to wind up?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
What about it?
It's less technical. Doesn't run on a battery or anything. The other one we got here is FreeBSD, the operating system. BSD stands for Berkeley Software Development.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got that information.
We got it out there.
We can rest easy.
They could have made that a little bit easier. Well, called it something else.
I think they like to keep it.
John, do you struggle with acronyms?
I do. I can't stand acronyms.
Me too.
Yeah.
How about you, Sam? Do you
a lot of people out there don't understand acronyms.
No, I mean, I seem to be really good at guessing at what they stand for and getting it right.
Oh, guessing.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice pastime. People slip the acronym, and then we're just sitting there for the next half hour guessing
wondering,
what that might have been.
Wondering what it is.
Wow. Oh, well, I think that works.
Hey, let's crack open the history book.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Sam.
Let's do that. Sam's going to open the history book.
Open the book.
Yep.
Open the book. There it is.
Big book.
It is.
It's a lot of history.
You're right. Well, you mentioned Juneteenth earlier during the National Day calendar. Did you say exactly what that was?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, okay. I just want to hit that quick because I didn't put it on here.
The end of slavery, right?
Yes, it was. Juneteenth marks the day when the Emancipation Proclamation was read to the last people who were still enslaved. And that the Emancipation Proclamation freed all slaves who were in rebelling states at the time, the Confederacy. And so when slaves were read it on June 19th in 1863, I believe, in Texas, that marked the end of it, I believe, after even the 13th Amendment had been ratified. They still hadn't heard about that.
Right. Yeah.
It's like the second Independence Day. Kind of the country, or second Independence Day, second day of freedom for the country.
And I know there are a number of events going on around Madison today to commemorate or to celebrate Juneteenth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So check your local listings, but there are a number of things happening for today. All right, what else happened? A
couple other things. 1846, the first modern baseball game is played between the New York Knickerbockers. and the New York Nine. Very creative names, huh?
Yesterday, Willie Mays died. Boy, just what an icon of baseball. Yeah. And just an amazing player. He could do it all. He had all the baseball skills to the max. Amazing player. He was in his 90s, I know. I don't have it right in front of me, but yeah. All right, yeah. All right, moving on.
You ever been to a Nickelodeon theater? It's probably a little before your time, right?
Yes, it's just before our time.
You remember it like it was yesterday. Well, today in 1905, the first Nickelodeon movie theater opened. You paid a nickel, and you got to sit and watch movies for 20 minutes.
What a deal.
Yeah, what a deal.
It is a deal. Okay. I don't know whether I should be insulted. Do you remember Nickelodeon? No.
You guys do it to yourselves all the time.
Well, we do, but we can get away with it. Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. Let's see what else. Today in 1934, Uncle Charlie, the FCC, was founded when the Communications Act of 1934 was passed.
Uncle Charlie? What? Oh, what?
You've never heard that before?
Uncle Charlie.
No. That's like CB slang from the 70s. They would refer to the FCC as Uncle Charlie, the commission, because Charlie is like the phonetic alphabet letter for C, the commission.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Huh. All right. Anything else?
One other thing. John, you may remember this. We'll see. The Rosenbergs. the Rosenbergs execution happened today in 1953.
I do not remember it. I mean, I remember a little bit about it, but no, it wasn't an event in my life at 13.
They were convicted of spying, correct?
That's right. Espionage. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Wild stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Another. We got a couple birthdays here. Another baseball one. Lou Gehrig, born today in 1903.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And actress Kathleen.
First baseman for the Yankees, yes.
Yes, yes. And actress Kathleen Turner, born in 1954.
Okay. Kathleen Turner. Any favorite Kathleen Turner movies, John?
Body Heat, I would think.
Well, that's
got
to be. I think that was her debut, actually.
I think it was. I'm
pretty sure that was her first movie. Incredibly have you ever seen that movie, Sam?
No, I haven't, but you guys have talked about it before.
Yeah, I don't think you're old enough to see it.
It's film noir.
Yeah, you went out you said you were out like late one night after like having a couple drinks downtown or something. You went to a theater to see Body Heat, and it was like completely different from what you anticipated or something, right?
Right. We thought it was kind of a porn festival at the University Square 4 Theater.
I didn't think it was.
No, I know. But we thought, you know, it's probably a kind of a risque movie to be seen. It's on late at night.
Somehow you and I were driving around a few weeks ago. I don't know where we were going, but we drove by that theater. And we both said, I think we went to...
Well, it's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not?
No.
But the sign is still there, isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm completely mistaken. All right. But didn't we think we saw Body Heat together,
we
probably?
We saw it together. We were in a party of four or five people, and we just thought, let's go in and see something crazy like this.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah, it really is.
Walked out of there floored.
Yeah, it was great.
Definitely see that movie.
I will. It's on my watch list now.
Yes. All right. Well, we're going to be talking movies with Jim Healy a little bit later on from Cinematheque. Maybe he can give us his review of Body Heat.
Yeah.
And some other movies that are coming up. They're having sort of a summer. It's not a festival.
Yeah, it's not. What are they calling it there?
Their Cinematheque Summer Series. It's basically the same thing.
Summer Series.
So I work over there, actually, as a projectionist, and it's basically the same thing they run during the school year, but during the summer now.
All right.
Excellent. Very good. All right, we're just getting going. With the John and Gordy Family Show, live from Short Stack Eatery, Johnson and State Street. We're coming back with, the Mean Farmer is making a return?
Yes, he's coming back.
This must be special.
He's got to talk about cheese. That's what it's all about.
Oh, it's coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You know, on these hot summer days, one thing that tastes awfully good from time to time, a nice cold drink of water. But if you introduce that same cold drink of water to livestock, you can get a completely different reaction. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news and a quick reminder. Today is a federal holiday, Juneteenth, so your federal offices, your banks, as well as the markets are closed. You know, we may like a nice cold drink of water when we've been outside taking care of chores, but for baby calves, that actually can be a shock to their system. That's according to Allison Pfau. She's a bilingual regional dairy educator with University of Wisconsin Extension.
Research said, and they confirmed that calves, they really like to drink warm water, even if it's a hot weather. Like the first time that you give them water should be like warm. That way it's easy for them. Why they like it and what is easy for them? Because the rumen has a temperature inside. So when you provide them like cold water, this cold water is going to take a while, and not the water, the body is going to take a while to just try to neutralize or change the temperature of this water.
Allison Pfau, she's a bilingual regional dairy educator with University of Wisconsin Extension Service. Aside from making sure that the temperature of the water is at least tepid for those calves, she said it's also incredibly important to make sure that you're refreshing that water often, so in case something fell into the bucket or bottle, that's taken care of. And of course, sanitation, also key. As I mentioned, markets are closed for Juneteenth. I'll give you a recap of what they traded like yesterday next.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese dropped 6 cents to 194. 40-pound block cheese down 5.5 at 186. Double A butter stood still yesterday, 3.10¾ per pound. Now again, in yesterday's action, July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese closed 56 cents lower at 1961. August was down 42 cents at 2030. The December new crop corn finished 4¾ cents higher at 4.67¾. November soybeans were up 1¾ cents, 11.32, and July new crop wheat dropped 9.5 cents yesterday, 5.82 a bushel. Again, markets are closed today. I'm PM Yankee.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms and a low of 65. Mostly cloudy, 78 on Thursday with an isolated thunderstorm. For Friday, scattered storms and a high near 87.
Right now, it's 74.
Music and more music. It's Make Music Madison, June 21st. I'm Terry Barr. Here's director Mary Rose Eckberg.
We have a very dedicated group of hosts and musicians in Madison. So over time, we've just really grown into be kind of a powerhouse in the make music scene across the world.
Join me, rocker, and Jimmy Kay at the Maximum Inc. radio stage on State Street, June 21st, 3 to 9. Made possible by Ian's Pizza, Red Star Audio, Music Makes a Difference, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and the Civic Media Radio Network. 1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Juneteenth, Wisconsin. I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson, former griot of the American Black Holocaust Museum, award-winning author and Wisconsin historian. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Smiling Eddie's Auto Repair Shop. If your car is having engine trouble, bring it on down to Smiling Eddie's, where this week only you'll save 20% on a free estimate.
A lot of people said that's a bargain.
I'm saying it right now. It is a bargain.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Broadcasting from Shortstack, the eatery. Stop by, say hello, and get on your Civic Media app and listen to the program. Text us and give us a call as well. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a few topics. We've got Johnny at the Movies coming up. Our spokesperson from the Marcus Theaters will be on to give us the rundown over the last weekend and then maybe a preview of a movie that is coming up. One of the interesting things, last night I was listening to what my wife was listening to. She listens to these two people talk about how to make movies.
Okay.
And how scripts are written and, you know, what makes a good movie and what makes a good script. And in that discussion, they talked about the Marcus Theaters.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why did that come up?
Well, they were talking about one of the managers and owners of the Marcus Theater. And okay. I think it's, is it Gary Marcus?
I think you could be right. Yeah.
And he had made a few comments about his visit to L.A. And he said when he went to L.A., they have horrible theaters, very uncomfortable theaters. Well, you would think it would be the place for the best theaters in the country, right? Because it's Hollywood.
Right. Why wouldn't they have the very best?
Yes.
In theater
and he was actually shocked.
Yeah.
He was thinking, geez, I've got, like, you know, recliners. You know,
yeah,
we've
right.
got the best food. We've got food, wood fire. Pizza
sure.
ovens.
Yeah,
they've gone all out here in Wisconsin or in the Midwest at all the Marcus Theaters. They're fantastic theater, best
right.
sound.
Right.
They have laser projectors.
Yeah, beautiful
he's
stuff.
He's out there thinking, this is horrible. These theaters are antiquated, old. Get rid of them.
That's weird.
Yeah,
I wonder why they wouldn't have the very best.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
And, you know, then they were talking about their experiences, these two people talking about the theaters and their experiences at movie theaters as well. And a lot of them experienced these horrible, horrible seating arrangements in the old theaters.
Yeah.
Remember in the old theaters, and I was talking about this the other day, I thought there was a theater on the square here next to the Capitol. Had to see movies because I was reviewing them at the time for Channel 47.
I remember that.
And I had to go to these theaters to watch the movies, and your view was obstructed.
Yeah, right.
You know, if somebody sat down in front of you, even with just a slight hairdo, you know, you couldn't see the movie. And they were, you know, right angles. You couldn't slouch. You couldn't recline.
Yeah, the seats were uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was just
and
awful.
Smaller somehow and harder to sit
yes.
on. Yeah.
And of course, they didn't actually think of sound systems at the time. They just said, well, let's put some speakers in, hook the sound up to it, and that's it. There's no center speaker for the audio, the voices.
Mm-hmm.
There's no surround. Boy, I am so glad that is gone history out of here. That is not a good tradition to keep up.
Exactly, yeah. And also, you know, speaking of movies, once again, Jim Healy is going to be with us a little bit later on, talking about
Cinematheque
Summer Series.
Or Cinematheque.
That's it's what you call
it. It's Cinematheque, John.
He's trying to be trend-setting, you know. He's trying to be cutting edge because that's what he does.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that's French for
Cinematheque.
We should check that out, right?
Julian?
Julian,
our vocabulary expert, expert. Cinematheque, is that an actual word, Cinematheque, or is that a made-up word?
Is it T-E-C-K, or C-H, rather?
Sam?
I was trying to find Julian pronouncing the word, but I don't think it's common enough of a word to have him pronounce
okay.
it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sounds a very French.
It's cinema, and then T H E Q U E.
T what?
T H E. That's cinema.
T H. Cinema tech.
Cinema tech.
Okay.
You said Q U E, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's cinematique.
I'm fighting
we'll
a
Jim
losing battle here.
When he comes in.
No, it doesn't really exist with Julian. Julian doesn't have that word covered.
No.
Wow. Okay.
I thought it would be a
That's
big
fine.
Word in France, but
maybe not.
Who am I to speak?
Yeah, I don't know. What about
the Mean Farmer?
What about the Mean Farmer?
I think we should get to the Mean Farmer.
What's he? Why are we bringing the Mean Farmer back? He was banished to the hinterlands a while back.
It's National Dairy Month, right?
Oh, that's true. June is Dairy Month.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why don't we check in with the Mean Farmer and see what he has to say about cheese?
Cheese.
Check it out.
Okay. Hi. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, cheese. Oh, yeah. Cheese. Listen to the sound of that word. Cheese. Sounds like what it is, don't it? Cheese. Gotta love it.
Like hell.
Cheese. Reason I'm bringing it up is because my cousin Norbert from Wisconsin, he wrote me a letter, said he wanted to come live with me. I said, nope. I mean, he's just too mean. I'm the Mean Farmer, but... he's a dairy farmer. Whew. Ever seen the machines them guys use? A Freudian nightmare. Call me mean. Personally, my cows and I prefer the personal touch. Anyway, with milk prices being what they are, Norbert's in way too bad a mood to be my roommate. Anyway, him being from Wisconsin got me thinking about cheese. Now, I don't like cheese. Don't like it. Oh, you know what cheese is. I mean... You know. It's controlled spoilage. Yeah, it's just the other side of fresh. It's cheese. Don't like it? Won't touch it. Cheese. I mean, wow. won't touch Swiss. It's them bubbles. What made them bubbles? I know what made them bubbles. You know what made them bubbles. Gas. What kind of gas? Oh, I know what kind of gas. You know what kind of gas. Cheese gas. You slice into a fresh slab. Who cut the cheese? Where do you think that saying came from? Out of thin air? What about Limburger or blue cheese? I mean, first, they don't know how to spell blue, and second, it smells like gym shoes, old sneakers, rotten tinnies. It's the same bacteria, you know. Don't believe me? Ask a scientist. He'll tell you. What about Brie? You eat Brie, you develop an overpowering urge to buy a Volvo, Calvin Klein sport coats, bottled water, renovated Victorian home, listen to NPR, and a compulsion to start up a software firm. Weird stuff, Brie. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, real cheese. I mean, my favorite, only kind I'll eat, comes in this little plastic wrappers, individual slices.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
American
Mean Farmer.
Cheese.
That's
cheese.
Yeah.
So now when you say it, that's the way to say it.
That's the way to think about
cheese.
It.
Cheese.
Yeah. You covered it all there.
Controlled spoilage. Who would have guessed, right?
Yeah.
But it is controlled spoilage.
It is. Yeah. The Mean Farmer really does know his cheese, and he knows about agriculture.
Why he doesn't like it. He's got a few reasons why. A list of reasons why.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the controlled spoilage thing is kind of an issue. You know, how they came up with the idea of making cheese and then accidentally leaving it on a wood board too long, and then all of a sudden turns hard, and it tastes really good, like cheddar.
Right.
Well,
look what we've created.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
Right? And we've got a cheesemaker in our studio as we speak.
Yeah, Sam knows all about.
That's too generous of a title for me. I've never actually made cheese. I'm just one of the grunt workers
who worked at a cheese factory.
Well, sure.
You made it. You took those curds and you crushed them. You put them together into this nice slab.
Yeah,
right?
I used my hands and like molded it together like clay.
That's why you only had the job for a day.
Exactly.
Wow.
Was that a difficult job? Working at the cheese factory?
Extremely difficult. Highly specialized labor. No.
In other words, he ate way too many curds, and it just became a real problem.
Yeah.
He had to get out of there.
He just had to lift heavy blocks of cheese all day long.
What kind of cheese was it? You mentioned it before.
All sorts of stuff, but usually cheddar or pepper jack or stuff like that. Yeah. There was block cheese. We made shredded cheese. We made cheese blends, so like, you know, the taco blend that you get at the store. We take four different kinds of cheese and feed them into the shredder all at once. All sorts of stuff.
So you were handling cheese after it was controlled.
Right. That's why I said I didn't actually make any cheese.
All right. So, pepper jack cheese. Mm-hmm. What goes into that? How's that so different?
What's the cheese base on?
I really
that?
Like.
What's the cheese base on?
I like pepper jack.
Monterey Jack?
Yeah, it's Monterey Jack with pepper flakes in it.
Okay.
That's right. Habanero. Or what's the really hot pepper?
Like a ghost pepper or something?
Ghost pepper. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, you guys know your pepper.
I'm a little spice tolerant, but not that spice tolerant.
Yeah. Well, you will be when you start losing your senses. No, it happens.
It does.
Don't know it. We just think that we're very advanced in our taste. But we're actually just trying to taste again. We're losing
true.
It. It's a sensation,
happens. It is what happens.
So we just make things hotter.
Right.
And then, of course, it has a detrimental effect on your stomach. You got stomach aches.
You know.
Acid reflux. And
never had that much trouble with my stomach, usually.
Yeah.
But every once in a while now, something
Well, it's
spicy.
Because you don't have spicy food.
No, I do have. I
do
enjoy
you?
Spicy food.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I do, actually, yeah.
Oh. Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
You know, by the way, do you know what's the Mexican restaurant over by, there's a little Mexican restaurant I really want to try out. It's
in Middleton? Or
No, it's downtown Madison, but it's a couple of blocks off the square over toward Lake Monona.
Oh, that Mexican restaurant.
You know,
there are only a few, you know. A very short number of them, so.
never mind. I like a good Mexican restaurant once in a while, yeah.
Oh,
but
right.
I'm trying to look for one downtown somewhere. So
downtown? Why not near
a
you?
Little couple blocks. Well, there isn't.
You're near the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a great Italian restaurant near me. There's several around, but I want to try a good Mexican restaurant around the city here, but I haven't really explored that yet. You know, you're the foodie. You know all these places. I thought maybe I could rely on you to mention a few.
You're not going to be able to rely on me for Mexican food at all.
No, you don't like it?
It's okay, but I don't go out and eat at restaurants that are Mexican food restaurants.
What kind of restaurants do you like to go to?
Well, I like breweries.
Ah.
Their food. I like American food
in
an odd way. I have to describe it that way. But, yeah, I love hamburgers, the different ways they make them.
Do you know the Blue Moon Bar over by me?
Yes.
They got great food. Just, bar food, but it's really excellent.
Did they have a second floor up there?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
I had a burger there last night. Cheeseburger was just unbelievably great.
See?
Yeah.
That's one of the great things about going to a bar and getting the bar food there. When they do make their own food, it is just fantastic stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that upstairs is really cool.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's a throwback to some other time. There's like a balcony out there and
I went there when it was a little smaller. I don't think they had the upstairs.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody didn't show me upstairs because, he's a curmudgeon. I don't want him around.
By the way, you can check out all of John's thoughts at democurmudgeon.com.
That's right.
No, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com.
That's right. Yes.
All right.
Yes. I haven't posted anything recently.
Really?
I was trying to post our show prep up there so everybody could see just
follow
where I got all the information.
Agenda.
It's all there. They could hit all the links and check out all the stories for themselves and know that I am not making this stuff up. I wish I was, but, it's real. It's really happening to all of us at the same time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right.
But also, you can check out the old John and Gordy cable access show.
Yeah, there's a special place for that.
There's a tab on there, and you could look at all that stuff.
Yeah, old videos from many years ago.
Not just for us, but the guests we had on.
That's right. Yeah, we had a lot of music guests, too. Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. It is 6:49 as we continue with the John and Gordy Show for this Wednesday morning. Coming up, Johnny at the Movies. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll be taking a look at what happened over the weekend.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio WMDX, and this is the John and Gordy Show. I'm just fascinated. We've got a whole bunch of people coming out here.
You got the early
saying
crowd.
Saying hello to us.
Yeah.
Oh, see, they actually stopped by. This guy right out here sitting outside
at
the table. He knows us, I guess.
Yeah.
Or unless he was just swearing at us. either way, it works for me.
Just gave us a big thumbs up.
There it is.
We should have a speaker out there. Why don't we bring a boombox and stick it out there, and people can listen while they're starting to use the picnic tables.
Maybe there's a reason why they went outside instead of sitting next to us, listening to this show of nothing. Right. Thanks for playing the Seinfeld theme.
Yeah, reminding us of what we do.
That's right. Okay. Well, you know, it's time again to go to Johnny at the Movies. That's what we call
it
here.
Yes.
And we take a look at the box office receipts from this last weekend, and we'll take a look at a movie also that is coming up. So why don't we talk, but let's go to Johnny at the Movies right now.
Okay, let's. Here we go.
And now, here's that master of the cinematic arts, Mr.
John Peterson.
The passion, the pathos, the honesty, the despair.
Could we get a guest in here to do this for me?
The torments of movie critics been so vividly portrayed.
One ticket for two, sir.
Two.
What?
Just
what?
Two.
Oh, what?
Just
you
did two.
Want me to come?
Well, no, I wanted you to come.
Their Father's Day weekend at the box office. The summer blockbuster season has definitely arrived. And number five was The Watchers in its second week of release, pulling in $3.7 million. And number four was the Garfield movie with $5 million. And number three was The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. The success story continues for this latest release in the franchise. In its sixth week of release, the movie pulled in $5.2 million. And number two was Bad Boys Ride or Die. This was last week's number one movie, and it's still going strong with $33 million this past weekend. Now, all of those results were spectacular, but nothing was nearly as big as the release of Inside Out 2. The latest Pixar release took in a whopping $155 million over the weekend. This made Inside Out 2 the second biggest animated opening of all time, and it's the biggest release since Barbie opened last year. If you haven't seen Inside Out 2 or any of these other great movies, go check one out today.
All right, and you know, Planet of the Apes, they have really got the technology down. That looks real. Those apes look real this time.
Okay.
Not just makeup and bad, you know, animation. It really looks fantastic. Good franchise to keep an eye on. And this Ride or Die, Bad Boys. I watched the first one just to kind of prepare myself to see this one because everybody's talking about it. It's a box office success. And I could not make it through the first half hour. It was so horrible. Horrible movie.
What?
Well, first of all, Martin Lawrence has aged and not gotten better as an actor.
All right.
He's horrible. And it, you, it's just, it's not funny.
Okay, they're Ride or Die. I'm not familiar with Ride or Die. This is the second one?
This is the second one, yeah.
Is it a action thriller of some kind?
No, it's you know what? This is a takeoff on the Fast and Furious franchise.
Okay, yeah,
well, it's just a cheap knockoff. I wouldn't bother seeing it.
Okay.
But, you know, I go to the movie theaters anyway and see Inside Out 2 or Planet of the Apes. But there are other movies coming up as well. And? Well, let's check that out. And this is Brett Hoffman from the Marcus Theaters.
Okay.
Well, we have two new films opening up today. The first is The Bike Riders. It's a rated R movie. It's inspired by a photo book of the same name about the lives of a Midwest motorcycle club. In the movie, they're called the Vandals, and the movie stars Tom Hardy, Austin Butler, Judy Comer, and Michael Shannon, and many more. The next movie is The Exorcism. Russell Crowe stars as a troubled actor who begins to exhibit disturbing behavior while shooting a horror film. All of these movies are out, including Inside Out 2, which is just doing spectacular at the box office. If you haven't gone out and seen a movie lately, go see a movie during this summer blockbuster season.
Yep, do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out to the theaters.
Tom Hardy was Venom. He played the lead in Venom. And he was also in Thunder Road.
All right.
Mad Max Thunder Road.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe, anyway, if I'm not mistaken.
Don't ask me, because I haven't seen any of them.
I'm not Pete Traba, all right? If you want Pete Traba, listen to Pete Traba at 7 o'clock tonight, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
That's a nice promo for Pete.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll appreciate that. Pete, if you're listening.
I know. Well articulated, right?
He is really into the weeds on the movies.
He loves movies. He knows everything about them.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Yeah. I was trying to convince my wife, Ann, who is a writer.
Yeah.
She's written so many great thrillers and spy novels.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's also a big fan of some of the writers that she has in her group.
Sure.
And one of these writers has a TV show that's on Apple TV right now.
No kidding.
And it's dark. I can't remember the name of it.
Dark Matter. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, I always kid her about it because, you know, I fake I don't know the title. You know, yeah. I say Dark
Something.
Yeah, whatever it is.
And then
she gets upset. But anyway, the guy who was a writer with her is also writing screenplays and TV shows, and Dark Matter is one of them. And I was hoping that she could connect Pete up with the writer of that current series out there right now.
Yeah.
It's an interesting show. A guy gets pulled out of his time to a pastime by the guy himself in a different world and another time. So it goes back and forth.
Got to diagram that out for me.
Thank you.
Lost you.
Here's my
somewhere.
Whiteboard. Check it out.
Well, that's that's good. So she's trying to get this writer friend on the Pete Traba show, maybe? Or?
Well, no, I thought it would be a good idea if she did.
Yeah.
You know, and put them together, and they can talk about it because, you know, Dark Matter takes place in Chicago.
Ah.
And Traba loves Chicago.
Of course he does.
He used to be a stand-up comedian down there.
Yeah.
He's always talking about it. I thought they'd be a great
duo. It'd be a good
great
fit.
Duo.
It'd be a good fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. When are we going to be on Pete Traba's show again? He hasn't asked us back. You know, since our one appearance.
Well, you know, we had him as a guest.
Yeah.
Right? It was our...
And he had us as a guest.
Yes.
First.
Yeah.
So now that's
Well, next time he's in town, you know, I emailed him and I talked to him about it. And I said, you know, next time you're here, we want to be your guests.
Right. Okay.
And you can ask us the questions.
And he said, okay, let me think about that.
He said, I'll get
back to you. Exactly the same thing. Okay. Coming up... just around the corner here.
Yes.
Trump. You know, Don Schnorleone. What are we calling him this week?
He is Felonious Trump.
Felonious Trump. He was in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
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 We've got some interesting things about that. Yes, the special edition of the Convicted Convention Show. we'll explore that when we return from Short Stack Eatery.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, Dr. Laura Hanks joins us for public cervix announcement. You can email your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.